So I want to ask, do you recommend sometimes to stay with the object? Do you recommend sometimes to stay with the object?
You can start with the object.
to stay with it.
Stay. More often I talking about stay with the mind. Right? You can start with the object. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Stay with the object. What time I thought this?
Me?
What time? What situation I thought this way?
I can describe you my negative experiences with
Both
ways.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh.
Like when I use this open.
Right.
I'm this type when I concentrate too much.
Okay. I understand.
Difficulty.
Now, yeah? I understand. So why I'm asking you what situation I talk to you. Stay with this means is learn from this.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Aware of this. Yes. Right. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yes. So I'm learning this to use this open awareness, yeah, to stay with any object that comes.
Mm.
But sometimes I feel that it's sometimes I'm confused.
Stay with this negative experience mean is
yes.
Don't avoid.
Yes.
No, face
yes.
it.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Face and learn from this experience. Most people are the negative feeling, suffering object, unpleasant feeling. They don't want to look.
Yes.
I want to avoid. That's why I said you want to stay with this aversion or some negative situation, and right attitude with the right attitude. Yeah.
So and this I know, when I feel like I can face it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Meditation is you should be stay with this and equanimity and right view and watch peacefully and watch this aversion state. Yeah.
So no forcing, like.
Yeah, don't forcing, don't cover, don't avoid.
Yeah, okay.
But if you're very strong, if you cannot handle this aversion nearly overwhelm the whole mind, awareness may be lost, you need to change the new neutral object.
Yes.
Right? Because depend on your strength, your awareness quality. You are skillful, your awareness good, samadhi good, wisdom is present, then you face. Right? Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Good. Yes.
Is it okay to ask a question like what comes first, the object or the mind? Can I ask such a question? Which comes first, object or mind? Although it's not very accurate.
The question is to interest, any question you can use.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For interest, right? Yeah.
And what comes first?
Object and mind is contact.
Yeah.
Same time. Contact is because of contact. This is a theory, you know. Object, even the sight and base, eye base contact, then eye consciousness. This three happening. Boom, 1, 2, 3. The same thing happening. So no fuss. This is not which one is first. They are happening same time, like this. But cause is because of this contact and knowing mind is happening, right?
But still, I can ask the question, right?
Yes. This I said already. You use the any question for interest. If you interest, okay.
Yeah. Do we mean by nature the object?
Nature means is they have their cause. Because of cause and effect process happening is nature.
So is it something known by the mind? Or is it the mind
this
itself?
Is the object, meaning of object. Something known by the mind is meaning of object.
Object. Is it the same like nature? No.
This is the meaning of object, not nature, meaning of nature. Nature means is a process. Cause and effect process. They happen, but they are not geared. They have their cause and their effect process and they are happening. This is the nature. When summertime hot, wintertime cold, this is nature. they have the cause and effect, right? The, something known by the mind is the meaning of object. When we are meditating, we have some two nature is different, right? This is being known. This understand level. This is knowing. Different nature. Right? The sound cannot know. The sound being known. Right? Everybody hear the sound, but some people understand this is object. Right?
Yes, yeah. that's the questions I used to use. Questions like, what is the characteristic of the object?
Yes.
And what is the characteristic of the
yes,
of,
can,
of
can.
The knowing, of right. the mind?
Yeah, right.
And what
can.
Is the difference between these two?
Yes, can.
So to know exactly the
right.
difference.
If you use this question, then the mind become more aware, right?
Yes.
This is good.
And can I use sometimes the body awareness just to ground myself?
Sure, should be.
For example, when I'm doing a walking meditation, sometimes I can feel that there is too much thoughts coming up. So I just ground myself.
If
in
you
the
want
body.
To calm down, then you can use physical object as an object, right? Make a little bit calm down, then you use, and calm the mind become calm down, then it become open again.
And when I have this small or just very not very heavy, but very little drowsiness, like sleepiness.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very weak. It's very
okay.
It's maybe last only 1 second or something.
Yeah.
So, what is the best attitude to deal with this? Usually, I do it like if I find myself that I was sleepy.
Yeah.
It was really for a short time, so I tried not to. I try to follow the reaction of the mind. Usually there is aversion to...
Yes, that important that is a reaction, right? Without reaction, then you can watch that this
yes.
sleepiness.
There was a kind of idea that now I should be aware, and I wasn't. And I found out that when I was sleepy, there was aversion to this.
Right,
maybe
right,
because
right,
of idea
right.
that I was
right,
I should
right.
be aware.
So aversion, reaction is more important than the sleepiness.
So can we say that this maybe in this case, this sleepy mind, is it also nature?
Yes, nature. This
oh, okay.
is a moha state. Moha state, the ludic state. And sleepiness and laziness. Tina made that. We Pali call Tina made that sleepiness and laziness.
So it doesn't matter how long does it take,
yes,
the sleepiness.
Doesn't
just
matter.
Nature.
Yeah,
okay.
Just nature.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I discovered today something. I was watching my suffering, some kind of suffering.
Okay.
And then I try to watch quality of awareness. And I discovered this awareness has a little bit the same quality as the suffering. And the first question is, it's many kind of awareness,
uh-huh.
many kind.
Uh-huh.
If it's possible that if it's, for example, aversion or sadness, the awareness has a little bit the same quality.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a little bit sadness. Sadness.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
So, yes or
so,
not?
Because a sadness is an object,
yes.
right? So awareness must be...
Totally neutral.
Not, it should be neutral.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes awareness quality also have reaction.
Yes.
Disliking or this happening,
yes,
don't like.
Yes.
This happening.
Yeah.
Defilement can happen also awareness
yeah.
side.
Yeah.
Right. So... when you see the defilement, two defilement, right?
Yeah.
Experience also defilement.
Yes.
You can, with the understanding also the awareness has a defilement. You need to choose that.
Ah, yes.
This
yes.
one first.
Yeah.
This one equanimity then you face.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. And then I discovered that somehow I am dependent on my suffering. I'm dependent on my suffering. Because the suffering jumped out, it was anatta state.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. And the first moment was chaos. It's no more suffering there. It's some something neutral, and the mind is coming to chaos stage.
Chaos stage.
Chaos. Chaos. Chaos.
Huh?
Chaos.
Chaos stage. Okay.
Chaos stage. And so, and I watched this process many times, and yeah, and the discover is that I am happy with my suffering.
Okay.
I am somehow.
You're happy with about what?
About to suffer a little bit.
Oh, you're happy with the suffering.
Yeah, because it's habit, you know. It's habit that.
Maybe if you think this suffering is a good, maybe you can like.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's terrible.
Many people
it's
want
terrible.
To be suffer.
Yeah, it's terrible. Right. Because and then the
because of your judgment. If you think you judge and this is a good, the mind get happy.
You know, right. And the next step was.
That's why. It's like sometimes people they're watching the movie, sad movie, right?
Yeah.
Because they want to cry.
Yes. But you know, my wisdom realized that I believed that only through suffering it could be some progress.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, it's suffering is a good teacher.
Sorry?
Suffering is a good teacher.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. This is a positive way to think about suffering. So you are not too much resist to the suffer.
Yeah.
So this is not happy. This is you need to you think right way.
Yeah.
This is you should think this way. Then you can learn from your suffering state. Right?
But
because of suffering state, you can understand something, understanding can arise. This is the positive way. So you can accept, right? Right.
Yeah.
So we can say if you have a right thought, you can accept. Right?
Yes. Yeah. But it's necessary to
necessary, yes. Yes, good. You can say yes, this also have object.
Yeah.
Any object you can learn from the object. That's why I said any object is not disturb you. They helping you to grow your understanding. If you have a right view or right thoughts, right?
Yeah.
So your thinking is right. Because of right thoughts. Right attitude. A lot of people they met the suffering state. They stubborn suffering. Resistance to the suffering state.
Yeah.
If you don't have a right view, everybody is immediately resistant to the suffering happening. So there's a two double way to suffering sequoia.
Yeah, I have opposite because if I suffer.
Because
I tell myself,
very good.
I make progress. I suffer a little bit more, you know. So
this
bad.
Is the creating. This is not good. Suffering already there.
Yeah.
No, don't worry. This is too much.
Yes.
Because everything is suffering.
Yeah.
When you have understanding, suffering already there. You don't need to create the suffering.
And even and maybe I put. Habit I have the belief that emotions are very important.
Belief emotion.
Yeah, I believe or I believe no.
Faith. Belief or faith.
I believe that emotion are very important in life.
Okay. Yes. You need to learn from the emotion, right?
Yeah.
Emotion is all the time happening.
Yeah.
If you're not understanding the emotion state, you are always emotion calm. So every object you need to learn from this experience. So everything important, right?
And Sado, how to watch chaos?
It's house.
Chaos. It's somehow
how to watch house.
Chaos.
Chaos. Yeah.
Chaos.
This is the mind become chaos.
Yeah.
Step back.
Yeah.
How to step back? This is an object.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. If you understanding this is experience or object, then you automatically become bigger.
Yeah.
Only this way.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Sayado, when I when I have awareness, or when I usually, usually there is also strong feeling of self. And
everybody is very strong. Yeah.
Yeah. And when I watch it, when I watch just this feeling of self, the mind calms down.
Okay.
Watching this, just staying just with this object of self, is it possible or continue? Where does where it leads? Does it lead to samadhi? When I am watching the self?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you can watch any object, if you have a right view, and continue watching, the mind will calm down. Yeah, objects.
Also, loba or dosa, you can go
yes, to can happen. Can happen. Samadhi is not because of object. Samadhi is because of right view. Okay. So you can use any object. You understand, wisdom understanding, did this object, you have already automatic samadhi have. Right?
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Actually, I want to say is self idea. Self is idea. You say self feeling is you can know in the mind have the self idea of self is present. That's why you said self feeling. But actually, the self is self is not feeling. Self is wrong idea. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I had the question and. You already answered it in the previous interview,
okay.
But just repeat it if it's, if I understand it well. Because my question was, if the concepts are the key for understanding of ourselves and if concepts are important for us to get understanding, You prove it. For so I was just making
Without
sure.
Without concept, we cannot do anything.
Yeah. Then, this afternoon, one desire came.
Yes.
And usually, when I I'm aware of it, it disappeared. But desire. this time, I was careful. Not to have a subtle intention to let it disappear.
Yes.
So, because I did it many times in past, right. I used this awareness to disappear it.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So I'm learning now to keep it on.
This is a two-way.
Yeah.
To watch it continuously, don't think anything, and more aware continuously also that if you cannot think about storyline, then desire is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Or another way is you want to learn from this desire, so you just knowing.
This is what I mean.
Right.
So this is why it was possible to ask the question about the origin of the desire.
Right.
And then now my understanding is it's the reasons or origin of desire is independent of our mind.
Because of desire is one part of mind. This is because the desire is a mental state. So mental state means you need to know about this theory. Mental state is one mind. There's a 12 or 30 mental state together. So you cannot separate about the mind. Right? But their characteristic is different. They have their own characteristic. Desire, loba have their own characteristic. Dosa also, this also mental state. They also, he has his own characteristic. You can say like this.
Just to explain further.
Right.
You told us today that the part of the nature is things like smell of the food.
Yes.
And the reaction of body,
yeah,
and then desire can come.
Right.
So this was my understanding. There is the origin or the reasons is out of the mind. Things in nature which are, initiating.
Because, okay, you are desire, but somebody is want to warm up.
Sorry?
Maybe one to... Oh.
Vomit. Vomit. Yeah. For the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Right? Right?
Yeah, right? I can see.
Okay. Not because of outside. The mind is interpret.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, good. Yeah. It helps me.
Right. Okay.
Then yeah,
right.
And one the last meditation, I realized that I'm something like frozen, like a stone.
Mm.
And it's in body and in the mind. So I...
When you are sitting.
When
sitting meditation.
Yeah.
Become body, become form.
Yeah.
Right.
Then I asked, what's the origin, you know, where it's coming from.
Yeah, right.
So it was slowly melting. So that started to be some movement, even in the mind.
Right.
So it was really stable. And nothing moved before. So it was okay. But then, you know, things have been appearing and vanishing, and there was awareness. And after some time, the voice came,
in the mind voice.
Yeah, saying, okay, it's working well.
Mm.
You can go.
Where?
You can finish. You look your knee is starting to, there is some pain,
and it's
working well, so you can have a rest.
Yeah.
Oh. So I...
That mean is what this mean?
So I again,
what
opened the... I didn't leave. It was the first I didn't leave. And then I put a question. It was not in words. I just turned the interest to the voice.
State of mind is talking this word?
What's the reason why it's
right? Yes, the same. Yes.
And my feeling was some very deep resistance.
Yes, right.
Not visible.
Right.
From
unconscious. Not very happy.
So it was like a joke.
Right.
So I stayed. I said myself, okay, let's see what happened next.
Okay, good.
And then was a ring. Then? Interview is coming.
So our attitude is try to understand, but other attitude was already there.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Yeah.
So please, Sayada, could you please tell something more about wisdom? Usually you talk about this, that awareness. Just maybe a little bit practically. You usually talk that awareness and wisdom is when it works, like it functions together naturally.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
maybe
okay,
I just
okay,
want to know something
you, yeah,
more
right,
about
right.
The wisdom.
So, there is wisdom is a three kind of wisdom. Knowledge also wisdom. The base, very weak. Knowledge, second-hand knowledge. Other people
maybe,
say.
Maybe just if I can a little bit specialize it. What does it simply mean when what does it simply mean when wisdom is present?
Okay.
How can I understand it?
Right. So you learn from other people talking something. Now you know in the mind, right? You get the knowledge. You have a knowledge. The mind. This idea in your mind coming, is also this is some kind of wisdom, but very weak. So you have intelligence. You can think what is right, what is wrong. So you already have wisdom. When you are born, already have you. Everybody have this wisdom nature. You can use this. This you intelligent. Then, now you know how to do. When you apply, right? I said this. Don't create. Don't pushing. Don't away. Don't do anything, don't create anything, don't resist anything. Now you understand. Then when you practice, you understand, right? That's why you can watch this way. This is already have wisdom. Right? If you don't have this wisdom, you don't have this knowledge, then you try to get rid of something to create or something resist them. Then coming. There's no wisdom. Totally, you practice with a craving or something, aversion. Right? Yeah. Now you can practice. Mean is you have a wisdom already.
Yeah.
And right? And this is a when you practice understanding, then you have an equanimity and you have a right view and you watch. So you see clearly detail or what is object, what is a mind. You slowly understanding, right? Mm-hmm. Beginning, we don't know just where the sensation. Slowly, sensation and knowing mind is separate. That means is wisdom understanding. This is the being known, this is the knowing. That's why your experience is changed. Beginning is one. Now two. That means is understanding involved. Understanding there. Realization, this is the being known, this is the knowing. That's why you feel separate, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is understand already.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you understand this is impermanent or something, this is a nature and cause and effect, relationship, with many ways to understand arising, right? Clearly, your mind is very clear. Every time your wisdom arising in your mind, the mind is very, clear, very sure, no doubt, confirmed. No need to ask other people. Right?
Yes, yeah, right. I just wanted to...
No doubt. If you understand it very strong, no doubt anymore, very sure. Yes. No need to ask other people.
Yes.
What is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad, what is a cause, what is effect. This is understand level. Right?
Yes. And simply something more to this. Can I say that if there is no craving and aversion, there must be wisdom?
If you know there is a craving present, this is also
wisdom.
Right.
Yeah.
He know what it is, right? So you can ask him many questions, what it is. You understand something about, you ask him what it is, you know what it is, answer can come in, right? How this happening, you know very detailed the process. You see everything, detailed process is also wisdom. And when I cannot see like this, just roughly he know. But if your wisdom coming, he can see every detail process one by one, and each other relationship have, he understand very well. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Cool, next.
I'm stuck in the meditation, I think, because I just keep noticing objects.
Yes.
And not proceeding. You're saying that the awareness is not enough.
Yeah.
There should be wisdom.
Right.
What should I do to move further?
Oh, so wisdom is you need to use your wisdom more interest to.
What do you mean?
Use the question.
How should I place the question?
Okay. So when you have aware, right? When it, some
speak
object
to myself.
Yeah, you reminding your use your question, remind yourself, thinking one question, some question you can use. For example,
here is this this booklet.
Yeah, right.
And there is some. Ask yourself: is it right or wrong? Is it good? What's going on? Is it correct or not? What's going on? Why is it happening?
Yeah,
I should place.
Yeah, you should use this question. Some question, what it is?
I should speak to myself in
yes,
my mind.
Yes, yes, yes. Remind yourself. Use the question. Then if you don't know the answer, the mind become more interest.
Mm-hmm.
That is the wisdom. We try to wake up the wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And also, you must have a right view or information. What I'm saying, I'm telling you, I give you information, sharing already instruction time, right? Object is not important. Awareness is more important. So you need more. This. You need this. Also, there's a knowledge. So you can use this. Which more important, right? So awareness more important. In the awareness, what? Because in the awareness, if the definition is there, then practice is wrong. So you need to check back to the what state of mind you meditate. This also question, right? You asking yourself, then you checking again. This also wisdom. To wake up the wisdom.
Yep.
Right? Sometimes you aware this only one object. Sometimes you can use anything else you can know. Then the mind become more awake. Then you can receive some objects there. Right? Mm. So with the awareness and wisdom together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So the answer is always true, because, for example, if I asked the wisdom, or it was not wisdom, answer, you are lazy. Mm. Is it true?
Wrong. The laziness, the mind is lazy, not you are lazy.
Yeah. But I mean,
mind is lazy, right? Lazy mind is arising.
Yeah.
That's a right answer. But if you say you is already wrong. Yeah. But we are talking each other, we can talk you, me, yeah. This, me, I. This is because of communication. But actually, when the people, they understand very well, they use I less and less. The talking is the mind is aware. The mind is feeling. Because of his understanding, he talking way different. Before, it's everything I.
Yeah.
If you are more understanding, his talking way is different. My teacher very less to talk I. He said, here. he used more, not singular words, plural. Us, like this. No, he don't want to use I very well. Don't want to use I. Very rare. Because of his understanding, not allowed to talk this way. Because of understanding level, you're talking way different. So actually, the reality is the mind is knowing, the mind is feeling, or listening mind is arising.
Yeah.
That's right. So if you think this way, I coming is wrong already.
Yeah.
Sayado, you said before that when we have a right object, the samadhi is already there. What do you mean by right object?
Nature.
Okay, so we perceive the object as a nature,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. For example, when you watch the thoughts, right? If you understand this is mind, or if you are more attention to the concept, which one you pay attention? The mind pay attention. So if the mind pay attention to the concept, then you lost, emotion come. But the mind pay attention to the mind happening, huh? Thinking mind. You understand very well this is nature, this is mind. That is the right view, right object. That's why you have a samadhi already. So right wisdom is present, your mind is already have samadhi.
I have a question concerning five aggregates.
Mm.
Is there a time in meditation, or can it happen that we don't perceive, or they are not? Does moha create these five, or because of moha there are these five aggregates?
No. Moha including the five aggregates. Five aggregates means the five khana, right?
Right.
Yeah. Moha is in the sankhara khana. It is to put the name. The mind is many, many mind. So we separate the group. So mind is four group. Rupa is one group. This is five khana, five aggregate is already have a nature is already there. So moha also including the sankhara group. Right? This is not moha creating. Even the Buddha also, he has no moha. He has a five aggregate already.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right?
Okay. So what does it mean, the state of liberation?
State of liberation?
Yes, of liberation.
This is understand level.
So no moha?
No moha anymore. If your wisdom is complete, there is no moha, we can call liberate from the defilement. There's no moha, so no defilement anymore.
So
defilement not appear, the mind is become free or liberate. In the practicing, very strong, in your nature also, sometimes can happen. If your wisdom is very strong, your understanding impermanent, dukkha, anatta is very strong, that time is no moha. Moha is very weak, and totally there is no moha. That time, you can say temporarily liberate. You can experience very good awareness or very good understanding. There's no suffering anymore.
So in that moment, we can see the things as they really are.
Replay means is what? Replay from what?
From this.
There are two ways, no? Replay from defilement and replay on the samsara. So when we can experience sometimes the defilement not arising, means you are replay from suffering. Right? But this, if I aggregate already there, we cannot replay from this. When you become stop the process, when you are arahant state and die, then the stop. No more arising again. This is a liberation from the samsara. Actually, not you. Liberate is liberate, not Buddha, no politics. Because of talking.
Yeah, you mentioned several times that we should see every situation as new.
Yes.
Do I understand it well? That when we see objects as a nature, then we can see every situation as a new.
Yeah.
When we see situation or objects as a concept, the situation is frozen, it doesn't move, it's not new.
Yeah, concept is not changing.
No changing.
Reality is changed
so,
all the time.
Okay. So I understand. Thank you. That's good. And second, I've heard in one of your interviews, maybe from America or I don't know where, somebody was speaking about this progress of knowledge and so on. And you replied to him, it's not your work, it's a nature work.
Yeah, right.
Can you explain a little bit of this use of this word nature in this context?
Because actually it's always in nature. But if you're not understanding yet, so personal is, they have a personal, but there is a no personal. But because of the looted, we are meditating. Mm-hmm. That time, that personal is there, mm-hmm. right? We try to practice before, mm-hmm. beginning. Mm-hmm. And slowly, you are more understanding nature, there is nobody there, right? So now, the mind, this mind, this mind you.
Yeah.
This mind want to be understand. Mm-hmm. Want to be understand. Mm-hmm. Want to be improved. But actually the nature is momentum is there. Mm-hmm. That time natural process coming, he do his job. This way. Mm-hmm. Before the natural process not coming yet, at that time we are trying to idea of the eye is there. That's why we're talking about personal.
Okay.
Right? But actually, it's a mind, no personal.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That time, but we don't understand it. Mm-hmm. When the nature is walking, that time very clearly, the nature, because intention, we think intention is me. So intention coming to do. Because of beginning, we intention to do, then do, right? Mm-hmm. Now nature is coming. No, this intention no need, right? This intention is me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We use the concept. This intention is me. That's why we use as I, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back to liberation. So,
you want to liberate?
What is liberated then?
Now already. Already said that the suffering is not arising anymore. Uh-huh. You are liberated from the suffering.
Me?
No. This is talking, right? Liberation from suffering. In the mind, no suffering anymore. In the mind, the mental state is suffering, no suffering anymore. Mm-hmm. This is being liberated.
So mind is liberated?
You can say liberation mind. Mm-hmm. From the suffering, the mind is free. From mm-hmm. suffering, uh-huh. free from suffering.
Okay.
Freedom. He liberated. That's why the people can say freedom, get the freedom, right? Mm-hmm. No liberate. No. In the jail. So chief, come out the jail, mean liberate.
And there's no intention anymore. Huh? Still, when one is liberated, a liberated mind has intention or no intention anymore?
This is no need intention. This is this understanding. Because of understanding, you liberate automatic. No need intention, yeah.
Excuse me. Just a very short question. Right. As usual. Can we, through the process of meditation, clear some defilements permanently? I mean, from the mind, some tendencies of the mind, some unwholesome tendencies of the mind, if we can clear out, although we are not fully liberated, can we like permanently clear some tendencies
sometime
of the mind?
Sometimes, when it depends on your awareness quality, we can call temporarily freedom, temporary freedom, just a few seconds.
So, does it mean when we don't continue with meditation, they will come out again, the same defilement?
That's why we need to practice continuously growing strength. You have a more strength, then this happening again and again and again. Can happen again and again. But if you're not practice, sometimes not practice, sometimes not practice, this is very difficult to get it. Depend on your strength, the quality of mind, your awareness quality of mind, wisdom quality of mind.
But if we go back to daily life, doesn't...
Maintain. You cannot maintain, right? So a lot of suffering coming. Right?
So...
If you... It's very skillful. This is my experience. I learn from my daily life. I really practice moment to moment in daily life. I don't care anything. I try to think all the time practicing. Anything, I don't care. Then you can practice very well. Try day by day, moment to moment, moment to moment. And continuously, then you can maintain your equanimity or peaceful. Long time. But sometimes you're broken, but you can get up easier. Now, sometimes the defilement comes, then the mind ruins, finish. Start again, zero, start again. If you're a little bit calm, then some defilement comes, boom. Finish again. So, all the time we try to practice continuously. Even I'm that nothing to do, I'm free, I concentrate anything, something. I'm not let the mind free. All the time I use moment by moment to aware something. That's why the mind becomes more stronger and stronger. Right? Mm-hmm. That's why you not practice very well. That's why you are not very skillful. If you're skillful, slowly more, easier. Difficulty is depending on your practice. How important? Meditation is how important. We are not very important meditating. There is a more important. Meditation later. Right? So meditation also, bye-bye. Not coming. Dhamma is very fair. You are not allow him to arising, they are not coming. Very fair. Dhamma is real nature. Nature is very fair. He's not looking who face. You take care of him, he take care of you. You not take care of him, he also not take care of you. Very fair, Dhamma.
It's like investing
money.
Okay. Two days ago you said that sometimes with physical sensations we also have mental images.
Huh?
With like when we have physical sensations in the body, we also sometimes have mental.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I find that this mind sometimes fixates on the mental image.
Right.
Because that has more a concept of I or.
Yes.
And that has more aversion to it.
Yes.
So, and then you say kind of to step back and watch the mind more, but sometimes it's possible to step back, but sometimes it's
But you understanding the mind creating is this enough.
Okay, so
that's enough.
Okay, but it can stay quite a while.
If you understand, that's enough. You no need to watch this image all the time.
Okay,
you need
so
to
change.
This is a constant object, so this is you should not watch this object image.
Okay, so I consciously
come back to the reality
different.
Object.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's why the mind samadhi is coming. No mind. We have a no already have a, our form, which is a leg, which is a head, which is a head. Mm-hmm. So we know the form.
Mm-hmm.
This, and the thinking about the form is normal.
Yes.
When the samadhi comes, the feeling is changed. Sensation is changed. Mm-hmm. This is normal, not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's too light,
mm-hmm.
right? This is not normal sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Because depending on this sensation, the mind starts to think about the concept of change.
Mm-hmm.
That's why sometimes the body disappears
mm-hmm.
or squeeze mm-hmm. or like this and lounge, tall.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the upper part is very tall, down is short. Because of sensation, the mind starts to think about meaning. When you have a samadhi come, you have different sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Different body sensation change. That's why that sanya also, he think this way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people, close the eye, you think it's the body is squeeze. Open eye, not squeeze.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it seems like if there's more aversion to that concept.
Right.
For whatever reason.
Problem is people are believing this thought.
Yes. Then it's
so funny.
And then it kind of fixates. But it can produce more concentration, but it's, like it's fixated in a way in the mind. It's like
you need to know you understanding the mind creating. That's enough. We're not believing. If you have some people, they don't have knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They practice just practice. Some people say you aware this. That's all. He don't have no information. We aware you aware this object. Then he aware of this object. Then slowly samadhi come.
Mm-hmm.
Then sensation change.
Mm-hmm.
He think this way. Then he believing and fear coming.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because of no knowledge. Awareness goes, samadhi goes, no wisdom. That's why fear can come.
Mm-hmm.
That's why knowledge is very important. Yeah. Yes.
Sayano, yesterday you gave us homework.
Oh,
with,
okay.
With this.
Right. So?
Do you know result?
You must be answer to me.
Yesterday I thought two touches.
Yes.
And today I think one.
So? So? There is a two finger, right?
Uh-huh.
Must be two object. But you are only touching, you are focusing to the touching only one, then you feel one. But if you are aware two finger, you feel two. Aware two finger, right?
Right.
So two finger, two sensation. You can put like this. You can try like this. There's a two sensation. You can know with finger also. You can know with the thumb also. Right?
Right.
Yeah. So I ask him, which is more obvious?
Which is more obvious?
Right.
Thumb.
Because?
Because I think it's more independent.
When your mind attention.
Uh-huh.
When your mind more attention to the finger of sensation more obvious, your mind pay attention to the thumb sensation more obvious. The mind must be involved. Right?
Yeah. Right.
No, because of this also, this question is, the mind is involved. I want to tell you, is the mind involved.
Mm-hmm.
The mind more attention to the thumb, pay attention, focus to the thumb sensation more obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the mind attention here. Right.
Thank you.
So this is an interest, the nature. So when you go to that room, when you go inside the room, head first or left first? When you go inside the room, open the door and go into the room, left first or head first? Later, go and check. We are going everywhere, right? Every time you go in, we don't know.
Which door?
Huh? Sometimes we go like this. Sometimes you go in, back up, back walk. But normally, this is our center has all the time. Our center room is the door is inside, so hand is first. But this is a trick question. This is a trick question. Head or leg, but actually it's a hand going first. Because this means is you're very fully awake. You are focused only one thing, then you cannot answer this question. Then this question make if you don't know the mind, willing to know is coming. So then the mind become more awake, alert. If you have a fight enemy around you, they are all has a weapon. So which one you pay attention? They are ready to kill you. Which one you need to pay attention? If you choose, then you finish. Okay.
After those 2 days, I have a feeling that the mind created concepts as a matter of defense.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have a feeling that there is a deep in mind fear of losing the concepts as a way of defense.
Losing concept.
Yeah. When we don't see the concept,
right? You cannot survive.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it true?
Right.
Is it good observation?
Yeah, if you don't know the concept, you cannot do anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So because of concept, even the place also you without concept I cannot put in this here, and also cannot walk.
Yeah.
How far you can walk?
Yeah.
The mind already concept. Then after this, the mind decide and walk.
Yeah.
Action before action, the mind has a lot of step already. Mm-hmm. And you go to the step. How far the mind already know? Mm-hmm. Then he know. Then otherwise, sometimes we think there's another step, but there's no step. Then what happened? Ding 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 like this, right? Because the concept we are doing, we can do. Without concept, cannot do anything.
Yeah.
If you're eating the mouth food, you open, how much you open? That's already concept. A lot of mind state finish, then your action is coming. Sometimes you inside your room, you know which way is stable, which is a chair. The mind automatic happening. He know that every time you go inside the room, the mind know that where is this. The concept already doing this. If you know the mind activity, the mind make this concept, you recognize this. If you know light, you walk, no problem. The mind know already the concept. No light also no problem, you cannot touch. Automatically the mind have a land or distance, the mind know already. If you are mindful, you know your mind activity very well, no problem. Someone, he very mindful in everything he's seeing, his mind activity, he know every thought, every activity of mind. He come to the room, something change, immediately he know. Because of visual life, view also change. Something less also, automatically he know, very sensitive. If your very awareness very sharp, your mind feels so sensitive.
So I don't know, you said that story with the watches, that your brother was looking for the watches and you always like.
Right. I need to tell it again.
How was that? Just remind me.
Okay. So there's my brother come from America. He very busy. All the time at the internet, this American mind. If when he has a sweat, he always take off his watch and put down. Then he forget where he put down. Because of my all the time busy. Next, he thinking, he not very aware what he doing. That's why the memory is, you cannot remember. I am very aware at that time in house. Whatever I see, I know. The mind know automatically. I not try to remember. Whatever I see, the mind say, oh, there is a watch. Who watch? Oh, this is my brother watch. The mind say. I recognize the mind's thought. Every thought I recognize. Then I go and sit my place. Every time I have nothing to do, my chair is there. Always there, like this, aware of myself. Then he come. He asks, where's my... He looking for something. I said, what are you looking for? He said, my watch. In the dining hall, on the desk. So he go and take, oh, okay, find out. Next day, I saw in the my mother room. So, oh, the man said, oh, this is watch. This is there. That's all. And go and sit at this chair also. He come and looking for something. Then I said, why are you looking for my watch? So your mother room, go in mother room. Then he go. That day, that time, I also like this, another place. I saw, I go around and I always see, I know what I'm seeing. Then I sit there, he come. Then I ask him, what are you looking for? My watch. So I said, where? He shocked to me. He looked at me. How do you know? He think it's I have psychic power. Because I always talking with this place. Even that he don't know where he put, how I know? He think it's I have psychic power. Actually, it's not psychic power. This is awareness power. Immediately he go and look, and then he come back and how do you know? He confused, very confused. He think is I have psychic power because that time I really practiced. The whole family know. I'm not talking too much, very mindful. I stay alone. Everybody know. So that's why he think this way. I already get the psychic power, but actually there's awareness power. I started 13 years old, but not continuously, on, off. Non-stop practice at 30 years old, 3-0. I start practice at 29 and 30, and non-stop. Very moment to moment, because that time, I have no choice. Yeah.
And always with Shreumin, or the same? No. Always with Shreumin.
Yes, I always discussion with my teacher. Every I have a experience, I go and ask him a discussion. He comment or he explain something. But I continue practicing at my home. That time I cannot go to the center. I have a leader of my business. My father and mother go to America. So I will take care of my business. I cannot go to the center. I'm not free. But I also have a lot of depressed. I have no choice. I must practice. Now, cannot move. That's why suffering is good. This without suffering, I cannot practice like this. I cannot stand, so suffering. So I think how to do. I find many way. I tried many way, but no way out. Then that time I have no way out, I start meditating. That time I'm not very faith about Pilates. I can totally relieve, I don't believe. Okay. But I try, because a little bit relief. So I understand only this understanding. I meditate, I relieve a little bit. Otherwise, totally overwhelm me all the time. So I have no choice. So suffering is sometimes good. Right.
Sayado, when you use word mindfulness, it's the same that vipassana?
Yeah, the same. Because I practice many 6 months, 8 months, 1 year already before. I know how to practice, but I'm not used to. I'm not applying in daily life. So then a lot of defilement overwhelm me. Then slowly I become depressed. And that time, so suffering, then I start to use what I'm understanding before. I have a lot of experience in practice. I know very well how to watch your mind and how to practice already, but I'm not apply. My teacher always, I go back to the center, he remind all the time, continue practice, continue practice. I'm not listening. If I go out, I want to work whatever I want. I do. Defilement, totally defilement come. So next time, still suffering again, and I try to practice again, like this. But I know very well how to practice. But because I'm not applying all the time, that's why the slowly defilement overwhelmed me. Because of 3 times depression happened. Nature of depression is every time it happened, 1 time, 2 time, 3 time. After 1 time, next time it's more stronger. That time become more stronger. This is the nature of this defilement. Sometimes people become crazy, next time very easy to crazy.
I want to ask whether the word mindfulness is the same like Vipassana word.
Yes.
Yes.
Same. Same.
Okay.
The word, the meaning of mindfulness is the same.
Awareness. Yeah. I am not talking mindfulness, awareness, watching, meditating mind, the same.
Vipassana and, Vipassana and mindfulness, if it's the meaning
of
the same.
Oh, oh. Mindfulness is a mind is full of awareness. Vipassana meaning is a we is a special, extraordinary. We meaning is pasana is learn detail. To see every detail. We is a extraordinary, ordinary, not an extraordinary learn detail. That means it's a vipassana. And opposite way, we are watching that this body and mind, we are watching with the craving, aversion, delusion, ordinary. Vipassana is the opposite way. We try to watch with the right view.
So mindfulness is like being aware of some objects, and Vipassana is being aware with more details?
In the Vipassana, we need to use mindfulness.
Awareness.
Yes, awareness or mindfulness the same. Any experience, practice experience?
Okay, so I'll share experience.
Yeah, right.
Yesterday when we were downstairs, I was listening, so I was being aware. And then at one moment, there was, it felt like that I was very satisfied, just that I'm aware. Mm. The moment was very rich. Mm. So I was very, very happy just being aware. And then also mine, it just, the question came up itself, like, this is great, I can do this anytime, because there is opportunity anytime, so why I don't do it, you know? Mm. There is like,
okay,
it can be done.
The question is coming itself.
Yeah, itself, right. It came, like, why do I don't do it?
It's yeah, right.
Very
so
simple.
Good, right?
Yeah,
why you not do
and very good, very good, yeah. Very nice.
Right, right.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, so...
This should be. This is a wisdom. Is you telling you, you what should you do?
Mm-hmm.
But laziness or defilement is not want to do this.
Yes.
Wisdom is growing. Then he just remind you.
Mm.
This is the way you should be practice continuously.
Yes.
But we have defilement. The defilement is big backup. He pushing. Wisdom is pushing. The defilement backup.
Uh-huh.
Later.
Uh-huh.
Later.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Laziness, that's why the diluting is a sleepiness, Tina made that sleepiness and laziness also. This is the diluted state. Wisdom is, oh, if you benefit, go, go, don't, try.
Yeah.
But laziness is, diluting is a pullback.
But it's very simple, but mind still makes some kind of, like,
right.
it says some, like, defilement, say, like, not really easy,
yeah,
kind
right,
of, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do wisdom and defilement
yes.
conflict.
Yes, 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 yes.
If your wisdom is more stronger than he push, something win.
Mm-hmm.
The, sometimes wisdom is present and defilement also present. They are conflict,
mm-hmm.
each other, talking, argue. When One yogi, he has some aversion, angry. Then he watch angry. Angry is settled down, but still there. Awareness also continues watching. Normally, some angry is gone, disappear totally. But this angry is not gone, not totally go away. He's still there. Wisdom also continue, wisdom awareness also watching, see that this happening. But they are even like this. They also not go away. Wisdom also cannot push. Awareness and wisdom cannot push. This like this way. That time we use the question. This is the main issue. He called the wisdom, more wisdom. Is it necessary or not? Then finish. Only he used this question, then angry, totally gone, finish. This is called a wisdom. We have already some wisdom there that he used in the question, necessary or not?
Oh, that's a good one. Because sometimes it's like this, like awareness present, but also...
Yeah. That time you need to use your wisdom. Okay. Use that some question to about this experience. The angry is necessary or not? Then immediately the answer is very obviously. Then wisdom, define angry is back up, run away. Very obviously not necessary. Everybody knows that not necessary. But that time is a balance. They cannot push each other. Then he used the question, then wisdom is more like a roughy is the right side. Yes. Then the anger immediately gone.
Also, it was quite funny because when it happened, I didn't think about that it happened, you know, it was just kind of felt ordinary, normal. Mm. But then I remembered when I went to sleep that this happened and I got excited.
Yeah.
But because I was using it also for awareness, so it didn't, like I was overexcited.
Yeah,
but then
that time you are trying.
No. I was overexcited because of the previous experience.
Right.
And I was just watching it, and I thought, well, okay, I can use the energy to stay awake because I couldn't fall asleep for some time. And then by the in the morning, I watched it again, and then it kind of calmed down. And it's also quite interesting that the mind is usually, it's aware, but it feels very ordinary with awareness. It doesn't feel usually very excited, you know.
Not very excited, right.
No,
yeah. Better, with neutral is better. Neutral is better. Anxiety is not stable.
No, it doesn't feel.
This nice. Samadhi not very good, right?
Shadow, can I ask two questions? One question is, today when I was meditating, I felt a little tired, very little. But at the same time, it was very relaxing, very relaxing.
There's a little bit tired, also relaxing there.
Yes, there's also relaxing there. So the mind was just, so is it okay? So because the mind was aware of this little tiredness and also that it is relaxing and that the mind just could accept for this.
Okay, more relaxed. A little bit tension. Yeah.
Little bit.
Tired. Yeah.
That's okay.
So that's okay, no problem.
The second thing is...
But if you need to find out this tiredness, what for? Why is this happening?
No, because
if
I didn't...
If you want to investigate, if you want to know, you need to watch this
but
whole
I investigated. This tiredness.
Huh?
I investigated.
Yeah.
But it was very clear because too little, I slept not
yeah,
much.
Yeah, you know clearly there's tiredness there, but you need to more investigate.
Because I did not sleep I slept very little.
Oh,
therefore,
okay, that's okay.
Yeah, it is not because of anything else. And the second thing is that because just before, when it happens so often that the mind is watching an emotion coming, like anger, aversion, whatever. And it looks like it looks on this aversion or whatever is the emotion.
Yes.
And it is, and that emotion just goes away. But the mind doesn't understand. It has no understanding.
Yeah.
It just looks at it like You know, it's nature, mm. and then it's nature, but it disappears just like that. It's not
nature is understand or not?
No, it does not understand.
You understand, not understanding nature?
Yeah, nature I understand.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, but I cannot, yeah, but I cannot see,
when because I look, of you have some understanding there and awareness of continuously, that's why the anger is disappear.
Okay. Right.
Because of you have wisdom is present. Otherwise, it cannot disappear. Stay there. If you have no wisdom, the mind starts to think about the concept, storyline, then the anger is continued.
Because the mind was thinking.
Yeah, you know that this is an object, this is a nature.
This is an object.
This is all you have already understanding there.
Mm-hmm.
But problem is you not recognize this is understand.
Yeah, I don't recognize. Because you know why the mind is not recognizing. You know why?
Yes.
Because... it cannot see it. It is just an effect. If it looks like it is an effect that this is going away, it cannot see the process of going away. It's just not here. Oops!
You know the finish, right?
Yeah, the finish. What? Yeah.
You know, also, this is very important. You need to know about this finish also.
This is what I mean. But it's
you need
just
to know
not
this
here.
Appear, right?
Huh?
New mean is appear. Right? Appear. New mean is appear.
Yeah.
Object mind is appear.
Yes.
Appear.
Yes.
This appear also one nature.
Yes.
Disappear also one nature. This is very important to know.
Yes, but this is getting...
Now you recognize this. Finish. Finish.
Yeah. Right. It's just not
this
here.
This finish is very important.
Just not here, you know. Yeah. Just like not here.
That's enough. Yeah.
But
you need
cannot
to
see
many
the process.
No need. Don't try to see process. Just what you see.
Okay. Thank you.
You called for practical examples. So I realized many times I had a daydreaming my home improvements. And intellectually I understood it's a escape of my mind from some pressures and work and so on. So today it came again during meditation, home improvements. Home improvements, like building of my home, rebuilding of home.
Oh, rebuilding home.
Yeah, planning and this sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Reconstruction, yeah.
Right. Oh, I understand different way.
So even I understood before intellectually what the mind playing.
Yeah.
Today when it came, then I saw the process of replacing everything from the mind by this image, which makes mind very happy. And this process explained how does it work, and it was, you know, it helped to...
You know the mind doing this.
So it was a different... I understood it before, but now today in meditation when I, saw the process and the mechanism, how does it work, then it make the difference.
That means this is a question of how this happening.
Exactly. Yeah, it was just
You know every detail happening. This you understand how this the process happening, right?
Yeah.
There's also some kind of understanding.
Yeah.
Sado, from my practice, always when I remind myself to be aware, immediately. Craving wants to be aware, or bring something, some object into awareness. This automatic reaction of my defilements brings a lot of tension.
Yes, right. So practice also have sometimes practicing with defilement come to practice.
Once more.
Defilements is come to practice. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
You want to be aware, right?
Yeah,
aware.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Want to practice. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So this reminding me, or I want
you notice
to practice well. There is a reminding necessary. Mm. But my the way I do my reminding looks like it's not correct.
Awareness is not working, that's why you need to remind again and again. If your awareness is working, no need to remind. Uh-huh. Right? Awareness not working very well. That's why you need to remind again and again.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right? Awareness is working, no need to remind.
All right.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
If you too much reminding, then the craving is slowly strong. Craving involved. Mm-hmm. Want to be remind, want to be aware, and want to get something, then they can come. They want to become already. They are, the craving is always, they're looking around your mind. They're looking for how to come in. Mm-hmm. Already, they find a way how to come in. You are not very awake, then he comes. Mm-hmm. Even the practice of the day, they need to come to your mind state. This is their place. Now you are not allowed. But they are very skillful. This forest is their forest. They can come in this way, that way, this way. You need to be very awake. That's why we need to check again the mind, many, very often check again the mind, what state of mind work. You are eager to watch the object, then behind, they can come in, you don't know. That's why we need to watch the mind state and object back and forth. Checking the mind mental state again and again. Then you can, that's why you know the mind state, that's why you recognize the awareness coming. Mm-hmm. If you only pay attention to the physical object, you don't know craving is coming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sayado, please. How does behave the mind during the watching objects or during being...
Behave. How yeah. does behave?
How does look like?
Look like.
Because my mind
I need to make the picture, check my mind. I need the camera to how to watch the mind walking. So, what do you want to say?
My mind is still commenting everything.
Okay, each so you object. Ask, you can, you answer to me. When you are sitting, what are you aware of?
I am aware about the object coming and going away.
What kind of object?
Sounds.
Okay, and then?
Colors.
Color is concept.
Uh-huh.
Color is concept. You need to aware of sound.
Thoughts,
okay.
And my mind is commenting everything.
Oh, you know your mind commenting?
Yes.
Okay, good. And then?
And I don't know if it is a good attitude, if it is good that my mind is commenting. I don't like this commenting again.
What is happening? This is good or not? We don't care. Uh-huh. You know the commenting is enough. Right? So this is a habit. The mind is doing this many ways. So important is you aware this happening. That's enough. Uh-huh. Awareness present. Awareness know this happening. This okay. Uh-huh. So are you tired or not?
Not now. I was tired before.
When you meditate, do you tired or not?
During the meditation?
Yes.
No.
Okay, that's good.
No.
This is a behave. I want to know this behave. You know the object and you are relaxed, no tired, it's okay. Right? How to behave. So, this should be like this. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Maybe nobody talk. I need to finish. Hey, 8:30 la. Enough. 1.5 hours. Okay, next time, see you. You know how to aware the walking meditation?
Pardon?
Walking meditation.
If I am aware?
Yeah, how to aware when you're walking? What are you knowing? What are you aware of when you are walking time? You're walking, right?
Yes.
You know you are walking, right?
Yes.
You know you are walking. Sometimes the leg moving, touching,
yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Sometimes the body movement. Anything about yourself, you are knowing and walk. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Not only sitting time. Mm-hmm. Walking also meditate. Eating also meditate. My meaning is, don't forget yourself. Do you know you are knowing what you are asking? How do you feel? Try.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah.